This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 1, 2017. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that when firefighters responded to a fire on Hale Street in Beverly Saturday morning, the front door was blocked by so much clutter they had to use a chainsaw to get in. They ran into the same situation at a side door that had to be ripped off the hinges because it was also blocked. The state fire marshal's office said Tuesday that fires in homes with excessive clutter led to the deaths of three people in 2016. With this latest tragedy, officials are urging the public to be more aware of the consequences of hoarding, a mental health disorder characterized by the accumulation of a large number of possessions. Paul Layton continues, the fire led to the death of 86-year-old Renee Mary, a longtime activist in the city of Beverly. Officials say the fire was caused by a stove burner that had been left on for an extended period of time, igniting nearby combustibles. According to North Shore Elder Services Executive Director Paul Lanzikas, hoarding disorder has become an epidemic on the North Shore. His agency sponsors the North Shore Center for Hoarding and Cluttering, which offers support groups, counseling, and case management services. Paul Layton has more on the story in today's Salem News. Two missing words could cost a local city $9,000. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, two missing words could cost the city of Lynn as much as $9,000 after a typo was discovered on one of the ballot questions for the March 14 special election. Tom Grillo of the item staff writes in today's paper, the ballot question would have voters approve $188.5 million for the construction of a pair of middle schools to serve the city's burgeoning school population. In the initial printing, question one failed to include the words, be approved, following a description of the school building project that includes a new Pickering Middle School on Parkland Avenue near Pine Grove Cemetery and a new West Lynn Middle School on Commercial Street. Without those two words in the English and Spanish versions, it would be unclear whether the voter was in favor or opposed to the measure. Quote, no one caught the error, but the blame belongs to me, said James LaManna, the city's assistant city solicitor. I take full responsibility. The city received the new ballots on Monday. The cost to reprint them has been estimated at between $3,000 and $9,000. LaManna said that he was contacted by the Secretary of State's Election Division last week, telling him that he had received a number of calls reporting the confusion over the ballot. Donald Castle, founder of the Protect Our Reservoir, Preserve Pine Grove, and Grassroots, the Parkland Avenue school site, said he saw a copy of the ballot question last week, noticed it lacked a verb, and contacted the Secretary of State's office. The group is opposed to the site for the Pickering Middle School on Parkland Avenue. They argue that the land is for the expansion of the Pine Grove Cemetery and the new road would impact the nearby reservoir. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today on MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you. Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com that Saugus officials are hovering over the keyboard when it comes to finding funding for Google Chromebooks for students. Earlier this year, the panel approved a $29.6 million spending plan for fiscal year 2018, up from $28.1 million last year. The amount includes an allocation of $82,000 to fund the Chromebooks. The request will be considered by the Finance Committee in the spring. School committee member Peter Manoogian said in a meeting earlier this month that the board, well, that would be last month now, that the board also voted to submit a request for town meeting to fund the purchase. He drafted an article and presented it to the committee on February 16. Manoogian complained that his peers hadn't yet acted on the article, but a few members questioned whether it was too soon to ask the town for more money. More on this story in today's Item Live by Bridget Turcotte. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, the town of Essex will pay an electrical contractor more money, but get some free labor in return in an effort to resolve a dispute over the new sprinkler system included in renovations at Town Hall and the library. The $5.4 million renovation at Town Hall began in early 2016. In November, Bright Light Electrical said the flow switches, a part of the new sprinkler system, were not included in the original sub-bid price for the electrical work. That was $187,000. The new sprinkler system for the building requires flow switches in certain places to control various zones. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.